This is going to be one wild roller coaster of a school year. Almost all public schools in the state have started the year online, and that includes Keithley Middle School in Parkland, south of Tacoma. It is a racially diverse, lower-income area where one in four kids lives below the poverty line. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross spent some time there in the days leading up to the start of school.
At schools around the region, a new ritual has been taking place. It's the back-to-school, COVID-era laptop distribution.
And find a table, log in to the computer using your username and password. You know your birthday, right? All eight.
It's a warm September day at Keithley Middle School. The buildings have a fresh coat of beige paint. Students wait in line with their parents, mostly moms. The kids express a range of emotions about starting the school year this way. Emily Moreno Ramirez is 11 years old and starting sixth grade. To her, it's appealing to attend school from the safety of home. She's got some middle school jitters.
How do you feel about the idea of school being online?
Happy so that I don't get lost in here. It's true, though.
You see the school, it's so big. She's like, Mom, I'll be lost. I'm like, no, you'll be fine.
So virtual school can delay that inevitable feeling of being lost in a sea of older kids. Her mom, Elizabeth Ramirez, says she's relieved school is not starting in person. She's worried Emily could catch the virus.
Because if she brings it, she'll bring it for the whole family. And then her little brother has asthma, so we don't want that. That's why.
Other parents and kids are feeling less positive because online learning means being kind of isolated. That's one thing that Jonas Hernandez and his mom, Jordan French, brought up. Jonas is 11 years old and entering sixth grade.
There's not really much socializing. It's more just get it done. There's no actual socializing. That's another important part of school.
Yeah, in school, like, I have a kindergartner going in, and I'm like, it's crazy because, I mean, I get why, but it's just like kindergarten is so much more than reading and learning to write. It's the socialization, learning that skill, and same with even being in middle school.
Right, because there's other kids coming from other elementary schools, but now it's like hard to get to know them.
Yeah. It's like a long distance relationship. It never really works out in the end.
So Jonas may be kind of a pessimist about distance learning, but teachers, they're trying to make it work. One of them is Ryan Davenport. He's a social studies teacher who has welcomed me to follow his class throughout the year. He's wearing a mask, as we do these days, so his voice is a little muffled.
The 300 hallway is predominantly 7th grade classrooms, and that's where my new classroom will be.
Ryan is showing me the school, pointing out where kids play soccer at lunch, the gym that got flooded once because the water wasn't turned off correctly. Normally, this place is buzzing with 900 kids. Ryan says starting the school year this way lacks the usual energy.
I think there's going to be a huge problem because usually September is like when things kick back into gear and there's like this renewed, it's exciting, it's new, we're back, it's a return, I missed this, or I'm going to go visit that teacher or whatever, and there won't be any of that.
Ryan is 29 years old, a white guy with reddish-brown hair, a bushy beard, and an impressive array of tattoos, including one showing a crescent moon that honors his dad.
Every day of my life, he wore that necklace. And it was just that crescent moon, and he wore it every day of my life. And then when he died, my sister and I both got it tattooed on us.
Ryan is a thoughtful guy. The schools he attended in New Jersey were mostly white. But he says he's glad to be teaching at a school where kids of color make up more than 2/3 of the student population. And one thing he loves about teaching is proving that middle schoolers should not be underestimated.
We've talked about police brutality in sixth grade. We've talked about sexism and other forms of oppression in history. They innately, like intuitively, have some understanding about those things before you say anything to them about it.
Now he's wondering how he'll get those kinds of discussions going when school is virtual. It was kind of frustrating when he was teaching sixth grade in the spring.
Less than 10% of sixth graders who came on live video enabled their cameras. So you don't even know what you might not know what half your kids look like.
But now things are different. Expectations for remote school are higher.
In the spring, we didn't push a lot of new learning. We tried to really just hold on to what kids had had.
Carolyn Treleaven is Executive Director of Teaching and Learning for the Franklin Pierce District, which includes Keithley Middle School.
This is much more like normal school, right? They'll be getting new learning. They'll be getting lots of feedback from their teachers. They will be held accountable for the work. They'll be getting grades.
All right, it is 8 a.m. Classes take off in T-minus 30 minutes.
Finally, it's the first day. Ryan is in the process of changing classrooms, and that's been delayed. So he's working from home in the company of his two cats.
Hoping for a big turnout, hoping for no tech issues. I'm hoping kids can log in.
His hope is soon dashed. Just like in Tacoma and Seattle, the first day in the Franklin Pierce District is rocky. Ryan's first class had no students in it because of a technical issue, and he got some frantic emails from parents. And then, by late morning,
school's canceled for students for the rest of the day as IT figures out their issues. This is incredibly frustrating because we sort of had since March 13th to work through some of these kinks.
Luckily, the next day, school was back on, and he was able to connect with his classes. We chatted on the phone.
It was great because of the student turnout. I had 20 out of 30 students show up for every class. To put into perspective, in April, I was having classes where out of 34 kids, 5 kids showed up.
Why the other one-third of students did not show up now, that's something Keithley Middle School will have to address. And it's a challenge all schools doing remote learning will face as they start a year unlike any other. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.
Ashley will continue following Ryan Davenport and his 7th grade history class at Keithley Middle School to bring us updates as this unique year unfolds.